doctor tried to scare me out of smoking my doc. You know, showed me a picture, a smoker's lung. Oh, it was gross and disgusting. Then he showed me a picture of a healthy guy's lung. Oh, it was gross and disgusting. But I put them on the inside. You have to look at them all the time, you know? Man, I thought I'd be in better shape when I quit smoking, but nothing's really changed, you know? Except I can taste my food. That's one thing. All my food now has this incredible taste. Oh, man. Everything I eat, I go, hey, what kind of food is that you're giving me? Oh, there's a zingy, tangy food there, isn't it? What kind of a tangy, zingy kind of a... It's a boiled potato, huh? Remind me to get the recipe happy for that. I have to, a boiled potato, you say. So I gotta get in shape. That's my next big thing now. You know, I'm not in good shape. You know, when I was younger, that's when I was in good shape. You know, I was in my peak physical condition back when I was, one. That's when I looked good, one. Oh, man. You wouldn't know me now if you seen me back when I was one. Young and fresh, man. Even look good for my age. People come up and go, what are you, zero? And I go, no, I'm one over here. I go, man, you don't look a day past zero. I'm not kidding you there. Well, I'm trying to be a better person. I'm working on that. You know, I'm doing the best I can here. Gave some money to a homeless guy out in the street today. And he had a dog with him. You ever see that? A homeless guy, and he owns a dog. Isn't that odd? Guy doesn't have a home, but he's got a dog. You know, and the dog's really thrilled about the whole idea, you know? Dog's going, hey, pal, I can do this by myself pretty well, you know? It's like the longest walk in the world to the dog, you know, that's all that is. Man, there's crazy guys everywhere. I was reading about this guy in the paper. Get this, folks. Guy I was reading about, he killed his whole family because the devil told him to. Can you believe that? What a dork, huh? That was the headline in the paper. It said, what a dork. Can you imagine that? You kill your whole family just because the devil tells you? And then afterwards, you go back to the devil. You go, yes, devil, I did as you instructed. I killed my family, slaughtered them as they lay sleeping, and then I chopped them up and put them in a duffel bag. Here they are in a duffel bag. I'll be burying them tonight at the shallow grave by the side of the railroad track, as you have commanded, O Lord, host of the hoary netherworld. You know, and then the devil pulls off a mask. It's me, Bob! You go, oh, Bob! You got me, Bob. You got me there. Is my face red or what here? Got my family in a duffel bag over here. Well, that's one for you there, Bobby. Well, I gotta go, folks. Remember my motto, laughter is the best medicine, you know? And unless you're diabetic. And then, insulin. It's usually much worse for it. Thanks a lot, folks. Take care of yourself.